My mom had recently been making a lot of brownies. On this day, she made a particular batch that was greater than any of the brownies she had made before. We ate a few, but for some reason didn't finish them, and we left them out on the kitchen stove. My mom, my sister, and I all went to sleep later that night while my dad was out at a meeting. My mom, knowing my dad would be home in just a few minutes, didn't think she needed to lock the doors before she went to sleep. Now we're all asleep, and my dad pulls into the driveway. The first thing he notices is that our garage is open, and his bike is standing outside. Then he turns and looks into the house. Standing in our kitchen is a man. My dad doesn't realize what's going on. At first, he assumes that one of his friends had come over, wanted to borrow his bike, but was waiting for him to come home so he could ask him. Then, the man inside our house sprints out the back door. My dad starts to chase him, but stops. He knows we're inside, and he wants to make sure we're okay. So now we're all gathered downstairs, and we notice something. The intruder walked into our house, and the first thing he would have seen is the kitchen table. On the kitchen table were three wallets, all untouched. Then we look over and see the plate of brownies completely destroyed. The man who had broken into our house skipped over our valuables and went straight for the brownies. At the time, I was more disappointed by the fact that we didn't get to finish them than scared that we had kind of been robbed. Obviously, my mom and dad were pretty freaked out, and they bought an alarm system for the house, and my dad didn't sleep for a few days, but other than that, the only thing we lost were some brownies. When I was 4, my parents worked long hours at a restaurant. They would let my brother babysit me until 10:30 p.m. at night. He's 8 years older than me, so he was 12 years old at the time. Every night, when my parents came home, they would ring the bell, and I would run to greet them at the door with my brother. One day, the bell rang, and when I opened the door, instead of my parents, it was 4 guys standing there. Apparently, they had been watching the house and knew the routine. They had guns, and told my brother and I to go downstairs and watch the TV as one of the guys stood guard over us. They just let me sit there, but then they tied my brother up using his Nintendo cords. I remember going to tug at the cords wrapped around my brother's wrist, and the guy pointed his gun directly at me and told me to stop. When they finished going through the house, they tied both of us to a beam and left. After a little while, my brother wiggled out from the bindings, and then my parents came home. Cops were called, and we told the police everything that happened. They grabbed a few pieces of jewelry and a camcorder, and that was it. Thank God. I go and walk my dog around my house pretty late at night. Maybe not the safest thing, but I live in the woods and away from people. Anyways, I start walking downstairs and notice my sister's door is open and the light is on. It struck me as odd considering she moved out 6 years ago and nobody ever goes in there. I walk in to turn the light off and close the door, and I see a man trying to hide behind the closet door. It's broken, filled with boxes, so there was no real way he could hide from me. I acted like I didn't see him, and I went and grabbed my shotgun from the other room. I went back in and told him not to move or I'd fucking kill him. He jumped out from the closet and took off, running as fast as he could, right past me, into the garage and out into the woods. I could have shot him, but I didn't. I saw his face, and I recognized it. A few days earlier, he knocked on my door, claiming to know my neighbor, and said he was looking for copper to sell. He asked if I had any old copper laying around. I gave him a few old car batteries I had, and that was that. He said he had 2 daughters that he was trying to take care of. I didn't call the cops, but that's the extent of my mercy. If he came back the next night, he was dead.